Not again. Not again. We can't keep meeting like this, so please, stop killing yourself over me. Literally. I didn't take your soul the first time because it wasn't your time. It wasn't your time to die. And then I gave you that little something extra. Just for you, before I left. I thought the experience of being with a woman, even a reaper like me, would give you hope in your life. Instead, you just keep summoning me. I'm flattered, really. I am flattered. But we can't continue this relationship. My embrace is not meant for the living. I can't keep healing you and making love to you and telling you it's the last time. You have a life to live. A life to live in your world. The afterworld will come soon enough. And when it does, if you're still interested, we could try. We could try to make this relationship work. But that's it. I have to cut you off. If you try to take your life again, another reaper will come instead. One who may decide it's just easier to take you than to save you. And if you cross that way, if you cross before your time, you'll never, ever see me again. It will be impossible. So stay here. Find a mortal woman. Have a mortal family. That is one of the possible futures that the fates predict for you. Then, at your appointed time, I promise that I will be back for you. We can talk and catch up on each other, and we can see what happens. There. You are healed again. I'll put this down as just another false alarm. But we can't be together this time. I see now that I was just encouraging you before. There can be an eternity for us. An eternity when we're together. But not now. Later. No. No. Not even a kiss. I'm sorry. But that's the way it has to be. I'm not good for you. I am not at all good for you. You belong in this world. You belong with the living. So farewell. I will wait for you. A very, very long time, but I will wait. Take care. Take care, my mortal love.